61, imperfect middle and passive verbs, as well as the special uses of kai and ude. In this lesson, we are going to study the middle and passive voice forms of the imperfect tense verb. You remember from our last lesson, the imperfect tense denotes continued action in past time. The middle voice means the subject of the sentence is doing the action to or for himself. The passive voice means the subject of the sentence is receiving the action of the verb. The indicative mood means the verb is expressing a factual statement, as opposed to an expression of a possibility, a wish, or a command. Now, just as with the present middle passive indicative, the middle and passive were studied together because the forms were the same. So it is with the imperfect. The imperfect middle and the imperfect passive indicatives have the same forms, except that the imperfect middle indicative indicates that the continued action in past time was the subject doing the action to or for himself, whereas the imperfect passive indicative is the continued action in past time where the subject is receiving the action of the verb. But both forms are the same, and you are encouraged to translate in the New Testament when you come to middle passive forms of the imperfect, is to translate them in the passive unless the context dictates otherwise. The augment of past tense verbs. Imperfect middle and passive indicative verbs also have an augment placed at the beginning of the stem of the verb. The augment placed at the beginning of the stem of verbs that do not begin with a vowel is epsilon. Example, luo, I loose, is changed to eluomein, I was being loosed. Notice the augment epsilon placed at the front of the stem lu, along with the imperfect passive personal ending omein. Secondly, verbs that begin with a vowel lengthen that vowel, except alpha lengthens to eta. Example, egero, I raise up, lengthens to egeromein, I was being raised. In other words, if the first letter of the stem of the word does not begin with a vowel, an epsilon is placed at the beginning of the stem as the augment. But if the word begins with a vowel, that vowel is lengthened as the augmented form. In our example, at the bottom of page 1, part 2, agero, the epsilon, is lengthened to eta. So an epsilon is not added to epsilon, but rather, since this word begins with a vowel, that vowel is lengthened, except that alpha lengthens to eta. Lesson 21, page 2, the imperfect middle and passive continued. The imperfect middle and passive augment with endings. In the first person singular, the augment epsilon is placed at the beginning of the stem, and the imperfect middle passive personal ending is omein. First person plural, we, is the augment epsilon, and the imperfect middle passive personal ending, omitha. The second person singular, you or thou, is the augment epsilon placed at the beginning of the stem of the word. And then the personal ending for the second person singular is u. The second person plural, you or ye, the augment epsilon and the imperfect middle passive ending for the second person plural is esthe. Third person singular, he, she, or it, the augment epsilon and the third person singular imperfect middle passive personal ending is eto. Third person plural, they. Again, the augment epsilon and the imperfect middle passive personal ending is onto. The vocabulary for this lesson. Two words that are important in the New Testament. The word de. De is a conjunction that means but. It can also mean and. We've already studied the conjunction chi, which means and. The word de has a softer meaning than the word chi. It is more flexible in meaning. It can mean but. It could be translated and. It could also be translated now. The word de is positioned post-positive. That is, it is positioned second at the beginning of a sentence. We will point this out to you as we go through the reading exercise of John 1, 1 through 18, where the word de does not come first in a sentence. It will always come second. It's called post-positive in position. The second word is the particle u. It is proclitic, that is, the word that it negatives or negates follows directly after, or this particle comes before as a proclitic. It has no accent mark. Therefore, it takes on the word that follows after. U means no or not. It also comes in various forms depending on the beginning of the word that follows. For instance, it takes the form of uk before words that begin with a vowel. Or uk, more of a guttural sound, uk with a k, before a rough breathing mark. It all means the same in all three places. It means no or not. So we have de, our conjunction, which comes second in a sentence called postpositive, means but or and as its general meaning, and the particle u, which is a proclitic, which means no or not. Also in this lesson, we want to study special uses of chi and ude. And notice the word ude. The word ude is a compound word, which is a combination of our two vocabulary words. It's u, meaning not, and de, which intensifies the word not. Its basic translation is not even. These special uses of chi, first of all, when chi and chi appear in the same phrase, they are translated both and. The first chi is translated both, the second chi is translated and. Secondly, the word ude. It is normally translated not even. When ude, ude appear in the same phrase, they are translated neither nor. We will see this example also in our pronunciation exercises. Lesson 21, page 3, imperfect middle and passive indicative continued. The imperfect middle indicative of luo. Notice the first person singular. We now have our augment and imperfect middle passive personal endings applied to the stem of the word luo. Eluomein. I was loosing for myself. Remember, this is the middle voice. Do it where the subject is doing something to or for himself. I was loosing for myself. First person plural. Eluomatha. We were loosing for ourselves. Second person singular. Elu'u. You, or thou, were loosing for yourself. Second person plural. Eluiste. You, or ye, were loosing for yourselves. Third person singular. Eluito. He was loosing for himself. And the third person plural. Eluonto. They were loosing for themselves. Now to page 4 and the imperfect passive indicative of luo. Lesson 21, page 4, imperfect middle and passive indicative continued. On this page we have the imperfect passive indicative of luo. Same forms as the middle voice, except in the passive it is translated differently. Remember, the subject is receiving the action from someone else. First person singular. Eluomein. I was being loosed. Showing that the subject was receiving the action. I was being loosed. It also denotes continuous action in the past. The word was shows the past, and the word being shows continuous action. I was being loosed. First person plural. Eluomatha. We were being loosed. Second person singular. Elu'u. You or thou were being loosed. Second person plural. Eluiste. You or ye were being loosed. Third person singular. Eluito. He was being loosed. And then third person plural. Eluonto. They were being loosed. After you become familiar with the endings for the imperfect middle and passive indicative verbs and the special uses of kai and ude, you should go on to the reading exercise for this lesson. Lesson 21, Exercise 1, Pronunciation Exercises. In this exercise, we are going to read John 1, 1 through 18, as well as the imperfect passive indicative verb found in Acts chapter 27, verse 41. This being because there are no imperfect middle and passive verbs in John 1, 1 to 18. All of the material that we have studied in lessons 11 through 20 are now underlined and parsed in the text. It would be beneficial for you to take the pages on the imperfect middle and passive verb out of the chart section of your notebook for reference as we go through this exercise. I'm going to begin reading at line 1, pausing between words to give you a chance to pronounce them. Beginning at line 1, N, RK. Ain. Ho. Logos. Kai. Ho. Logos. Ain. Pros. Tone. Theon. Line 3. Kai. Theos. Ain. Ho. Logos. Hutos. Line 4. Ain. An. RK. Pros. Tone. Theon. Line 5. Panta. D. Autu. Agenito. Kai. Coris. Line 6. Autu. Agenito. Ude. Hen. Ho. Gegonen. Notice the normal use of the word ude in line 6, word 3, translated not even. Going to the end of verse 5, and without him became created not even one thing which has become, that is, has come into existence. This is the normal use of ude. Not even. U, the negative, no or not, and de, a very loose, soft word that means and or but or even the word now in the sense of summary. When the two are found together, as we'll see in a moment, when ude and ude are in the same phrase, they're translated differently. But when it stands alone, it's generally translated not even. Line 7. N. Auto. Zoe. Ain. Kai. Hey. Line 8. Zoe. Ain. Toe. Fos. Tone. Anthropon. Line 9. Kai. Toe. Fos. N. Te. Scotia. Line 10. Fine. Kai. Hey. Scotia. Auto. Ooh. 9/11. Katilaben. Notice that even though the last word of line 10 is U and the first word of line 11 is Katilaben, the two go together. U is the proclitic that comes before Katilaben and has no accent of its own but takes on the identity of the word that comes after it. U, meaning not, Katilaben, is the word for overtake, and we will take the word overtake when we study the aorist tense verbs. But notice how the U is translated. And the darkness, it, not, overtook. Line 11 at verse 6. Agenito. Anthropos. Apestomenos. Line 12. Para. Theu. Onoma. Auto. Ioannes. Houtos, line 13. Aelthone. Ace. Marturion. Hina. Marturese. Peri. Tu. Photos. Hina. Pantes. Pistusosi. D. Now on to page 7. Line 15. Autu. Uk. Ain. Ekenos. Toe. Fos. Notice the usage of the word uk standing first in verse 8, second word of line 15. Not was that one the light. Notice the form of u. It is now uk because it comes before a vowel. So in order to break the transition from diphthong or vowel to vowel, a kappa was inserted. Instead of u-ain, it's uk-ain. Not was that one the light. Line 16. All. Hina. Marturese. Peri. Tu. Photos, line 17. Ain. Toe. Fos. Toe. Alethinon. Ho. Line 18. Fotidze, panta, anthropon, erkomenon, ace, tone, kosmon. N. To. Cosmo. Ain. Kai. Line 20. Ho. Cosmos. B. Autu. Egenito. Kai. Line 21. Ho. Cosmos. Auton. Uk. Egno. Notice the use of the particle uk for no or not. In this form, it has the kappa on the end because the next word begins with a vowel. Uk egno. Uk being a proclitic. And the world, him, not knew. That is, did not know. The last word of line 21. Ace. Line 22. Ta. Idia. Aeltha. Kai. Hoi. Idioi. Line 23. Au tone. Ooh. Parallelbone. Notice the negative particle U without the kappa or the ki because the next word begins with a consonant. U parallelbone. Him, not, they received, or they did not receive. Line 23 at verse 12. Hosoi. De. Elabone. Notice our vocabulary word, de. In this instance, it's translated but notice its position in the sentence is postpositive. That is, it comes second in the sentence. But in English, the but would come first. But as many as received him. But in Greek, de is postpositive and comes second. Hosoi de elabone. As many as but received. Line 24. Auton. Etoken. Autois. Exousion. Techna. Theu. Line 25. Genesthai. Tois. Pistuusin. Ace. To. Onoma. Line 26. Autu. Hoi. Uk. X. Haimaton. Ude. Ek. Thalematos. Sarkos. Ude. Ek. Thalematos. Andros. All. ek theou egenetheson. Going back up to line 26, beginning at verse 13, who not out of bloods. Again, notice the uk, the kappa and the uk. The kappa being at the end of u for uk, because the epsilon, the first letter of the word that follows, begins with a vowel. Ukex hymaton. Then notice at the end of line 26, here we have ude. And in line 27, we have also have the word ude. When ude and ude are found in the same phrase, it is translated neither nor. So who not out of bloods, neither out of will of flesh, nor, ude, out of will of man, but out of God were born. Line 28, at verse 14. Chi, line 29, ho, logos, sarx, agenito, chi, eskenosin, line 30. N. Hamin. Kai. Etha Asamatha. Tain. Doksan. Line 31. Ao tu. Doksan. Hos. Monogenus. Para. Patros. Line 32. Poiris, Caritos, Kai, Aletheas, Ioannes, line 33, Marturae, Peri, Autu, Kai, Kekrege, Legon, line 34, Hutos, Ain, Hon, Apon, Ho, Opiso, Mu, line 35, Ercomenos, Emprosthen, Mu, Gegonen, Hoti, line 36, Protos, Mu, Ain, ek, to, line 37, pleromatos, autu, hemes, pantes, bilabomen, line 38, kai, karin, anti, karitos, hoti, ho. Line 39. Nomos. Dia. Moseos. Erothe. Hey. Paris. Line 40. Kai. Hey. Aletheia. Dia. Iesu. Christu, line 41, Agenito, Theon, Udes, Heoraka, Popote, line 42, Ho, monogenes, huios, ho, own, ace, tone, line 43, kolpon, two, patros, ekenos, exegesito. Then beginning in line 44, we have our text from Acts chapter 27, verse 41, where the ship that Paul was on was shipwrecked. And the description as we pick up of the storm breaking the ship up at Acts 27:41 in line 44, the Greek text reads, He de prumna eluito hupo tes bias ton kumaton. Translated, and notice, perfect example of the post-positive position of de, breaking up prumna and the definite article. It's he prumna, the stern of the ship, but notice that de goes post-positive and breaks up the two. It's still translated, but the stern, that is the stern of the ship, was being broken by the violence or force of the waves. Notice eluito, the imperfect passive indicative of luo, showing a continuous action in the past, that is in history, from the time of the writing, describing the ship that was being broken up or destroyed by the force or violence of the waves beating up against it. A beautiful example of the imperfect passive indicative verb showing continuous action in the past that was ongoing. And the word luo, of course, means to be broken or destroyed. But the stern was being broken by the violence or force of the waves. Tais bias, this is hupo, the preposition with the genitive. Bias is the genitive of the third declension noun, which we haven't had yet, of bia, for force or violence, and ton kumaton, another third declension noun, from kuma, for wave. You should review this exercise while going on to lesson 22 and the study of first declension masculine nouns.